This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here. Tonight, your Bradford Owls will be taking on the Punxsutawney Chucks in a D9 league matchup. I don't know how my boss wants me to follow up with the first Billy Joel song released in 30 years was just on, and I got to follow that. But we'll get through it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. Nice crowd on hand for what will be the final home game of the season. We've got some exciting news in a few minutes, but we'll do tonight's starting lineups right now. For Punxsutawney, it's going to be Weaver, Kangurski, Thomas, Nesbitt, and Hallman. For your Bradford Owls will be Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, and Reese. So today, District 9 released its seedings for the playoffs. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, your Bradford Owls will be in the playoffs next Friday night in Dubois against St. Mary's. These Punxsutawney Chucks have had a real nice season. They are ranked number one in the Quad A rankings for District 9. Your Bradford Owls are ranked third, and Clearfield is fourth. They will play Punxsutawney, and St. Mary's is ranked number two. Your Owls split with St. Mary's this year, won handily here at the Owl's Nest, and then lost a close one down in St. Mary's. So I know the kids are excited. I'm excited. Tonight's a bit of a measuring stick against what is the number one Quad A team in the district. So Punxsutawney comes in here on top. Your Owls will be looking to upset the Chucks. So we have a last-minute instructions here. Thank you for tuning in once again. What should be an exciting game here at the Owl's Nest. We're going to take a break for the national anthem. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back, James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. So the Owls, nice measuring stick here tonight against the number one Punxsutawney Chucks. Longtime rivals, longtime district nemesis in both boys and girls sports. We always used to, back in the day, the old ground chuck stickers, I recall. So a lot of you have probably been through the ground chuck stickers over the years. Earlier tonight, your JV Owls continued their really nice season, and they were victorious 40-28 over the Chucks. And I say it a lot, they only have three losses on the year, so The future looks bright for the Owls basketball program.
And now, the starting lineup for your Brentford Owls.
And once again, Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, and Reese. Jake France is coming back after missing a few games with a lower body injury. So I'm sure he's ready to go. The other guys are probably very happy he's back in the lineup. Once again, nice crowd on hand. A little surprising. So, there was no school today, as many of you may know. And sometimes that cuts down the crowd, especially the students. But they're out in full force tonight. That's great. Last-minute instructions by the coaches. Referee's got the ball. Chase Weinberg will be jumping for your Owls. Against, looks like Thomas for the Punxsie Chucks. All the Chucks look like wrestlers, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there's one. They even have skinny wrestlers, so there's one that's kind of skinny. But the other ones are all well-built. Punxsutawney in their road reds with white trim. Your Bradford Owls in their home whites with the red and black trim. And we are going to be underway. Owls win the the jump. Talon Reese sets up the play. Owls work it around to Jake France. France dribbles to the top of the key, passes off to Warner. Warner, he dribbles to the top, passes to Jake. Jake over to Weinberg. Weinberg drives and lays it in. Strong move by Chase Weinberg, and your Owls lead 2-0. Punxsie brings it across the timeline. Owls in man-to-man defense. There's a foul line jumper. Good. That is Thomas. Thomas with a foul line jumper for Punxsie, and we're tied at 2. Nice start for both teams. France to Warner. Warner hands it off to Reese. Reese to Ward. Ward in a corner for France. Baseline Weinberg. Jake thinks about a three. He drives. Oh, and it's tipped away. And Punxsutawney comes away with it. So we're tied at 2. Punxsutawney possession. Adam Ward, pressure defense up top, top of the key. Punxsie moving the ball around the perimeter. Owls playing tough defense. There's a three ball. It's off the mark, and France lets it go out of bounds, and the Owls will have possession. That was a three ball by Holman off the mark. So we remain tied at 2, 6:24 to go in the first quarter. Reese across the timeline, over to Warner. Warner, a couple dribbles to Weinberg. They cut Weinberg off, but he finds Adam Ward. Oh, I'll tell you, Adam was wide open, missed an easy layup, so he fought for the rebound, got it, and put it back in. So he made it a lot harder on himself than it needed to be, but the Owls lead 4-2. Back on defense. Strong move there by Thomas, but the shot's too hard. Adam Ward come away with a rebound. And that's a foul on Nesbitt. That's going to be Punxsutawney's first foul. First team foul and the first foul on Nesbitt. So the Owls got possession here, leading 4-2. Warner inbounds to Reese. Reese sets up the play. Drives in, kicks it to the corner. France for 3, and he nails it. Jake France for 3. And the Owls lead 7-2. Nice start here for your Owls. Punxsie with the ball. There's a drive. A kick back, stolen away by the Owls. Quick hands by Reese that time. Here comes France. He's running. Hands it off to Warner. Warner's going to take a 3. Oh, and it's off the back iron. It was close. Punxsutawney with a rebound. So the Owls out to a 7-2 lead. A couple minutes into the game here. Kicked out to the corner to Kingerski. Up top, that's Holman. Good defense by the Owls. There's a drive, kicked back, top of the key. Another drive, and that a pass went off of, I think it went off of Chase Weinberg. So Punxsutawney's going to inbound under their own basket. And it was tough getting it in there, but they do get it in. Get it to the top of the key. Around the outside, tough defense by your Owls, man-to-man here. There's a drive and a put-up. That's a nice shot there by Nesbitt. So your Owls lead 7-4 with possession. Warner, top of the key, hands it to Reese. Reese, a couple dribbles between his legs, hands it off to France. France sets up a new play. Punxsy's in a man-to-man defense as well. Warner in the corner. Reese on the wing. France thought about a three again in the pass to get, tried to get the pass inside, and that's going to stay with the Owls. He tried to get the pass in, and many hands got on it. There was a scrum on the floor, and it went out of bounds off of Dubois. Dubois is going to have their first sub in the game. Presloyd comes in for Holman. Owls inbound under their own basket. They get it in deep to Weinberg. Hands it out to Ward. Ward dribbles the baseline, kicks it out to France for three. Oh, off the mark. And Punxsy has the rebound. Hope I don't start doing that. So Punxsy with a drive, and they lose the handle. The guy went up for a layup and lost the handle, and it went out of bounds. So the Owls are going to have possession. They lead 7-4, 3:27 to go in the first quarter. Nice buzz in the Owls nest tonight. There's a kick out. Oh, Chase. Rebounded by Warner. Warner gobbles up the rebound and lays it in. Weinberg took about an 8-foot jumper. It was a little hard, and Warner was there for a rebound. The Owls lead 9-4. Back in their tough defense. It's pounded down inside, and there's a shot by Thomas. Thomas is strong underneath, and I think that foul is going to be on Weinberg. It is. That's his first and the team's first. I can tell right now that we're going to have to keep Chase out of foul trouble. And they pound it down low to Thomas, who looks very strong. First free throw is up and good. Second free throw will be on its way. And it's good. Thomas now has 4 points, and the Owls lead 9-6. Reese with the ball. Reese behind the back, kicks it back out to France. They get it into the foul line to Ward, and Ward lost control but did battle for a jump ball. Punxsutawney possession out of the jump ball. So with 2:38 to go in the first quarter, the Owls currently lead 9-6. Punxsutawney around the perimeter, trying to get it down low. There's a drive and a shot, and it's a foul on the Owls. That's going to be on Adam Ward. That's his first, the team's second. So at the line for two will be Weaver for Punxsutawney. First one's up and good. 9-7 game. Second one's off the mark, rebounded by Punxsy and put back in. Oh, no, not put back in. Okay, in and out, and Weinberg comes away. with the rebound. 9-7, your Owls lead. 2:13 to go in the first. Reese out on a wing. Drives the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Weinberg. It's tipped out of bounds off of Punxsutawney. 2 minutes to go in the first. Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. Into Weinberg, gets it to Ward. There's Reese, top of the key. Punxsy's defense tough this time down. Oh, they try to get it into Weinberg, and there's a quick hand by Punxsy. So Punxsy with a chance to tie the game or take the lead with that three, which they do. And that was Kingerski. Punxsutawney now leads 10-9. That's their first lead of the night. Three ball by Reese, and that's good. All five starters on the board for your Owls, and they now lead 12-10. 1:18 to go in the first. Mid-range jumper for Punxsy off the mark. Rebounded by Reese. Owls with possession and a two-point lead. Warner's going to go all the way. Lay it in. Reese found Warner, and Warner drove to the basket and laid it in. Your Owls lead 14-10. Coach Bernardi had a couple subs in there, but he pulled them back. I just think he's liking the chemistry right now. Nobody's really in trouble. There's a shot off the mark. Oh, rebounded by Punxsy. They got it underneath to Kagurski, and he lays it in. So 14-12, the Owls lead. 20 seconds left. I would assume the Owls will hold it for a last shot. France with the ball near the half court. He drives. Oh, he kicked it out to Warner, who wasn't on the same page. So there's 9 seconds left. Punxsutawney with a chance to tie the game. Very good game by both sides so far. Buzz in the air tonight. They break the half court with 5 seconds to go. He's going to drive. He's going to pull up. He's going to kick it out. And they do not get a shot off. So your Bradford Owls, after one, lead the Punxsutawney Chucks 14-12. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, that was a very exciting first quarter. The Owls come away with a 14-12 lead. All five starters for the Owls are on the board, and four of Punxsy's starters are on the board. So very well played by both teams. Good defense, good offense, good ball movement. A few turnovers by both teams. Very evenly matched. Owls are going to come out with the same starting five. Warner, Weinberg, Reese, Ward, France. Owls will have possession to start the second quarter. Reese across the timeline. There's a Weinberg. Oh, yes. Weinberg cut across the middle. France found him, and he laid it in. Very nice play. The Owls lead by four, 16-12. There's another drive, Punxsy. And there's a put in by number 12, Nesbitt. 16-14, the Owls lead. France to Warner. Warner feeds it. Oh, tried to get it to Reese, a little too long. Into the game comes Wyatt Stark for Jake France is going to take a little rest. Wyatt's a senior playing in his last home game. Punxsie with possession, down by two. Good defense by Stark. There's a three ball for Punxsie off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsie. And they set up a new play. Long rebound on that three ball. Here's another three ball. And that one's off the mark. And there's a rebound by Reese. Howells with possession in a two-point lead. Reese, foul line, jumper. Short. Rebounded by Punxsie, and they're off and running very quickly. And that's number 12. Nesbitt takes it all the way. We're tied at 16. 6:21 to go in the first half. Ward with the ball. Ward sees an opening. Gets it to Weinberg, who lays it up, and it goes in and out. Weinberg with his own rebound and fights to get a shot off and gets fouled, I believe, by Thomas. Nope. Nesbitt, that's going to be his second foul and the team's first. So Weinberg was fighting, trying to get a shot off, and he did and was fouled. First free throws up and good. Back into the game comes Kengurski. He checks in for Nesbitt with two fouls. Owls lead 17-16. One more free throw coming for Chase Weinberg. Second one's up and good. So the Owls with a two-point lead. They pick up the defense at half court. Adam Ward on the ball. Takes a three, and now he's going to take a three. Off the mark. Long rebound to the corner. Oh. That's a charge right there. Charge taken by, looks like Talon Reese. Stood there and took it. That's on Weaver. That's Weaver's first. And the team's second. Long rebound saved there, and the lane was open. But Talon stood his ground and took the charge. So the Owls with a two-point lead and possession. Adam Ward sets up the play. Warner. Reese in the corner. Reese, middle of the lane, floater. Oh, off the mark. And quick hands by Weinberg. And I don't know what we're calling here. The foul is on Weinberg. A lot of confusion there. The referee couldn't even get to the stand. So that's two on Weinberg. And Daniel Marasco checks in for Chase. And there's a timeout. Punxsutawney. 30-second timeout. We'll take a break with them. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. Punxsutawney with possession. 5:17 to go in the first half. The Owls double team the ball in the backcourt. Owls come out, pressure defense. Now they can double team. There's a quick hand. Punxsie maintain possession. They drive underneath. And Punxsie kicking it around the outside now. Hands everywhere and the ball. There's an errant shot. Rebounded by Reese. Out to Warner. Reese again in the corner, drives baseline, kicks it out to Warner. Warner's going to take a long three. Oh, off the mark. Rebounded by Wyatt Stark and laid in. Good hustle there by Wyatt. The Owls have a four-point lead. Here comes the pressure on the ball again for your Owls. They get it down underneath the basket. He's too deep under the basket, and he throws it. What an amazing save there. First of all, from it going backcourt, and then secondly, from it going almost out of bounds. Punksy maintains possession. Pass it around the outside. There's a three, and that one's good. That's number 24, Holman. That's his first points of the game. So the Owls with a one-point lead and possession. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Wyatt Stark finds Warner in on the edge of the lane. Warner's triple teamed. He gets out of there. Gets it out to Reese up the top of the key. Reese down low to Daniel Marasco. Daniel gets it back out to Warner. Warner resets the play. Reese on a wing. Reese to Adam Ward to Warner. Warner, foul line, Wyatt Stark kicks it to Adam Ward. Daniel Marasco, good defense here by Punksy. Good ball movement by your Owls. Warner sees it opening, tries to drive. And Daniel Marasco, or no, Adam Ward. Adam Ward with the rebound and the putback. Now, Warner saw an opening, laid it up. It was off the rim, and the Owls pressure the ball again. There's a, oh, this stuff's happening so quick. Okay, Punksy drove underneath. The player was too far underneath for the layup, hit off the bottom of the rim. Then they maintained possession with a rebound, kicked it out for a three that went out of bounds. So into the game for your Owls comes Marcus Terwilliger in place of Talon Reese. On the court, Terwilliger, Marasco, Stark, Ward, Warner. The Owls lead by three, 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Wyatt Stark drives. Oh, they got him on a travel. He drove the baseline and he found an open Daniel Marasco underneath, but they called a travel on Wyatt. So your Owls lead by three. They are going to pressure, three-court pressure here, three-quarter court. Marcus Terwilliger on the ball. Punksy picks up a dribble a couple times. They do get it across the timeline. Owls in a strong man-to-man defense. Punksy sets up the play again. They're out beyond the three. There's a drive in and a kick out. Another drive, a handoff. Kick out for three, fakes it. Oh, that was close to a travel, but it wasn't. Good defense by your Owls. There's a drive and a kick for three. Off the mark. Marcus Terwilliger with a strong rebound, and he is fouled. That's going to be on Weaver. That's his second. Stark's going to come out of the game. Jake France will come back in. Quality minutes by Wyatt Stark. Nice rebound and putback and some good defense. Ward's going to inbound it. Pressure by Punksy that time. Gets it into Warner. Warner's going to bring it across the timeline. Owls lead by three. 1:36 to go in the first half. Daniel Marasco hands it off to Jake France. Jake's at the foul line, looks for an opening. Couldn't find it. Terwilliger drives, kicks it out to Marasco. Finds Warner, open three. Oh, off the mark. And Adam Ward comes away with a rebound. France all the way. Oh, France all the way with the circus shot underneath. He lays it in. The Owls lead by five. Pressure on the ball again. Punxsutawney breaks the pressure. And there's a double dribble on Thomas. It appears Punksy's, you know, a little rattled right now. The Owls are really playing well. So the Owls with possession, 55 seconds to go. They lead by five. I'll tell you, if I'm the coach right now, I take the wind right out of the ball. Keep it for one possession. Take the lead to halftime. But that's why I'm not coaching. Jake, Throws it away. Yes, Punksy comes away with it. Jake tried to get it down low, and it was tipped by Punksy. So 28 seconds to go. Punksy with the ball, drives in, kicks it out. They like to drive in and kick out for that three. Their coach just yelled, one shot, so it's 17 seconds. And Adam Ward with a quick hands almost got himself a steal right there. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Jake. He might be able to get a shot off. Warner for three. Oh, off the mark. That's the half, ladies and gentlemen, with your Owls currently leading 24-19. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
W298CM Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick at the half. I will tell you, we'll start this off with I did not win the Levitate Float Spa tonight. All year long I tried. They do. They are an Owls sponsor at the games here, and if you buy something at the concession stand, you enter to win a Levitate Float Spa. So that right there, that first half was the best half of basketball I've seen in a long time by both teams, actually. The Owls played great offensively, defensively. Punksy did the same. Minimal turnovers both ways. The Owls come away with a 24-19 halftime lead. They outscored Punksy 14-12 in the first quarter and 10-7 in the second quarter. There's three players with two fouls, one for the Owls, two for the Chucks. Don't know how this will turn out, ladies and gentlemen, but it's an exciting game, and that's why we play the games. Coming in, Punxsutawney's the big favorite, the number one seed. Your Owls have taken it to them, so nice crowd on hand. Things are good. So I'm going to run down the scoring here. For Punxsutawney, they were led with 6 points for Nesbitt, five for Kangurski, and four for Thomas. Your Owls had all five starters on the board, as well as Wyatt Stark, sixth man. So they're led by Chase Weinberg with six, Jake France with five, Ward and Warner both with four, Talon Reese with a three ball. So they shared the ball all the way around. Everybody was involved. Just fun to be here, fun to be able to broadcast it. I thank you for being with me. It's good stuff. As I said, the next week the Owls will be in a playoff situation. They'll be playing in Dubois against the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. So this measuring stick tonight could go a long way. Players are coming back out, do some warm-ups, make some halftime adjustments. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back, James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Tonight, your Bradford Owls taking on the Punxsutawney Chucks. If you took a break and missed the first round of the halftime show, what an exciting first half. Both teams play well. Owls come away with a 24-19 lead. Everybody's taking part in the game. All five starters on the board, as well as Wyatt Stark. Jake France, just an update. He's on the bench doing one of those roller things on his leg, lower leg. And he's favoring it a little bit, but he's a tough kid, and I'm sure he's going to at least try to give it a go here. So, once again, this is the last home game of the season. Nice crowd on hand. Players given the effort that, well, they always give effort, but, you know, it just seems to be ramped up an extra notch tonight. It's kind of like what I kind of expected the whole season to be like. But we are going to the playoffs, and records are thrown out the window at that point. As I said, Punxsutawney goes into the Quad A playoffs this year as the number one Quad A team. Bradford goes as a number three. Punxsutawney will play Clearfield. Bradford will play St. Mary's. It's a doubleheader from Dubois High School next Friday night. So last-minute instructions by the coaches here. A few more seconds to run off the clock. And, you know, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a great second half. Owls are going to come out with their original starting five. And so is Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney will have possession down by five. And here we go. Ball's inbound across the timeline. Owls man-to-man defense. Adam Ward at the top of the key on the ball. Drive, kick out. That's been their MO. They drive in a little bit, Punxy does, and then they kick it out. They've taken quite a few threes, made a couple. And there it is again, the same thing, and that one's good. Kangurski with a three ball, and we've got a two-point game. Weinberg in the corner. He picks up his dribble and gets it to Warner. Barely, but he did. So the Owls work it around the outside. Reese at a point. Reese drives into the foul line. Lost control, but regains it. France, top of the key, yelling out a play. France between the legs over to Warner. France cuts down under the basket. He wasn't open. Warner picked up his dribble, and Jake comes away with the ball, gets it back to Warner. Warner's going to take, I'll tell you, very uncharacteristically. That's a jump ball. It's going to stay with Bradford. Brendan Warner there had the ball three times in that possession, and all three were, I don't know, questionable. He's very safe with the ball all the time. I don't know what happened there, but there's Weinberg with a drive. Oh, off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsy. Double team by the Owls underneath. They get it out. Punxsutawney across half court. Going to have a pull-up three off the mark. France with a rebound, but foul on France. They say he cleared the guy out before he got the rebound. So Punxsy's going to take the ball. That's the first foul on France as well as the first team foul on the Owls. Punxsy inbounds. There's a medium-range jumper off the mark. Weinberg with a rebound. France with the ball. The Owls lead 24-22. France all the way down low to Ward. Nice dish. No-look dish to Adam Ward underneath, who lays it in. That's 6 points for Adam Ward. Punxsy quick back the other way. Intercepted by Warner. Owls come away with it. Possession and a four-point lead. Here comes Jake down the lane. Kicks it out to Reese for a three off the mark. Rebound by France. Oh, to Weinberg. Floater off the mark. Weinberg kicks it out to Jake for three. Oh, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsy. I'll tell you, the Owls are hustling. They're getting a lot of these 50-50 balls, ladies and gentlemen. And there's Reese with another steal. They are inspired tonight. Reese gets it out to France. Top of the key. 5:26 to go. Your Owls with a four-point lead. France calls out the play. Still dribbling. Gets it down to the free throw line to Reese. Tries to make a move. Gets it into Weinberg, who is fouled. That's Nesbitt's third foul. So doesn't look like they're getting anybody off the bench right now. That's his third foul for Punxsy. Jake drives the baseline. Oh, and he loses control. Punxsy comes away with it. Owls lead by four. Working it around the outside. Nice spin move there by Weaver. But tough defense by Ward. And Punxsy's back out around the outside again. Ken Gursky, Thomas. Tough man-to-man defense. There's a drive into the middle and taken away by Warner. Out to Reese. Reese all the way down the lane. Oh, and Weinberg with a rebound puts it back. Reese's was in and out, and Weinberg was there for the rebound. Your Owls lead by six. 4 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the third. Adam Ward with a tough defense on the ball. There's a strip. Adam, oh my, Adam's going coast to coast. Lays it in. Timeout, Punxsutawney. And the place erupts. I'm waiting on the signal here. Okay, 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. This is Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. If I sound excited, I am. That time down the floor, Punxsy, I told you Adam Ward was doing a tough defense. Weaver tried to do a spin move, and Adam Ward just stripped it away and went coast to coast. So Punxsutawney with possession. Owls lead by eight. Top of the key. That's Nesbitt. Man-to-man defense, just tough. There's a pick on Adam Ward, and 23 Weaver gets a mid-range foul line jumper to go. Stark ready to check into the game for your Owls. France with the ball, brings it up top. Punksy's putting the pressure defense on now. Owls lead by six. France all the way down through. Oh, stolen away. And, Adam Ward tried to steal it back, but a little too aggressive. So that's going to be Adam's second foul and the team's second foul. Stark comes into the game for Reese. So on the floor for your Owls, Weinberg, Warner, Ward, Reese, or sorry, France and Stark. So Punxsutawney's going to inbound under their basket, down by six. Good defense. Barely get it in, and that's off. They got it into a driving guy down the lane, and it went off his hand out of bounds. The Owls are going to have possession. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Adam Ward across the timeline. Brendan Warner, top of the key, drives, hands it off to Stark in the corner. Stark has it tipped out of bounds. Owls will inbound, close to the corner. 2:45 to go in the third. They get it inbound out near half court to Jake France. Jake dribbles. Weinberg with a screen. Jake down, Warner in the corner. Back to Jake in the corner. He drives baseline. Back to Warner. Warner thought about a three, and then he drove. Stark's going to take a three. Oh, off the front iron. And rebounded by Punksy. 2:19 to go. Owls lead by six. Adam Ward with the defense on Weaver. And there is an offensive foul on Weaver. No, it's on Thomas. It's on Thomas. I thought it was on Weaver. That would have been his third. So the Owls are going to have possession with a six-point lead again. They get it inbound in the backcourt, and Punksy with a three-quarter court pressure this time. France across the timeline. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. France dribbles. Stark dribbles Adam Ward over to Warner. Warner, top of the key, dribbles across. Back to France. France looking for an open cutter. It's Adam Ward. Cut underneath quickly and was open and laid it in. That's 10 points on the night for Adam Ward. 8-point lead for your Owls. Back on the tough man-to-man defense. There's a three ball for Punksy. Off the mark, rebounded by Jake France. Jake's off and running, looking for an open man. Eyes always up court. They're going to let him go all the way, and he does. Circus shot that time, didn't make it. And that's a foul on Stark. That's going to be Wyatt's first foul and the team's third. Into the game comes Nasir Armstrong for Jake France. So Armstrong checks into the game. We've got Weinberg, Warner, Armstrong, Ward, and Stark. Pressure on the ball. Chase in the backcourt. Oh, Punksy gets it across. And Adam Ward. Oh, Punksy got it to an open Weaver who was going for the basket. And Adam Ward catches up to him, pokes it out of bounds. So the Owls will be able to set up the defense with an 8-point lead. 56 seconds to go in the third. Inbound, Punksy. Here's Weaver, drives the lane, kicks it back out. Long three, off the mark. And the Owls, well, Adam Ward came away with it, and I think they got a foul on Punksy. Red number four, Copenhaver, that's his first foul. The team's third. So great hustle there by Adam Ward to come away with that rebound. And then has to get fouled. So Stark inbounds to Armstrong. Here comes Armstrong. He's going to set up to play. Hands it off to Warner. Weaver's on the other team, ladies and gentlemen. Stark with the ball. Way out, top of the key. Stark gets it to Armstrong. Armstrong fakes his man out. Hands it off to Adam Ward, to Warner. We're down to 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. So here comes Warner to Ward. Ward's going to drive. Hand it to Stark. Ooh, it gets blocked. 4 seconds left. And Punxsutawney does not get a shot off. So after three quarters, your Owls lead 32-24. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, what an exciting game. We're through three quarters and your Owls have an 8-point lead. They've outscored Punxsutawney by a couple in each quarter so far. You know, 8 minutes to hang on to an 8-point lead. Nobody in foul trouble. Weinberg and Ward with two. They're going to come out with the original five starters and Punxsutawney's going to have possession. So, once again, fasten the seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. What a great performance tonight by your Owls against a very good Punxy team. Punxsutawney across the timeline. Adam Ward with the defense. They kick it around the outside. Crowd is getting into it. There's a long three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Punxy. And stolen away by Jake France. I say take the air out of the ball, boys. Quality possessions. Quality possessions. Jake finds it. Just as I say that, Jake finds an opening and goes for it. And it's Mr. Hustle. Adam Ward gets the rebound. Into Reese and lays it in. I'll tell you, you give Adam Ward the assist on that. He tracked down a long ball there and got it back in the Owls' hands. So the Owls lead by 10 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Ooh. Fake three that almost lifted the guy's foot off the ground. So very inspired Owls team tonight. Punxy drives the baseline. And that ball is, he lost control and the Owls get it. Adam Ward, smart, calls timeout while he's double teamed in the corner. And nobody tells anybody anymore about timeouts. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break also. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick. Owls are going to inbound Punxsutawney with three-quarter court pressure. And here comes France. Gets across the timeline. So your Owls lead by 10. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Punxy's picking up their defensive pressure here, as expected. Down by 10 with just 6.5 minutes to go. So there's Jake. Jake gets his man in the air and tries to draw the foul, and I think he did. Jake got him in the air at the foul line. It's on 23 Weaver. That's his third. Jake's going to shoot two free throws. So got his man in the air near the right near the foul line. And I just, you know, created the foul. First one's up and good. Second free throw is up. Count it. Jake France with two free throws. Your Owls lead by 12. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not here tonight, you're missing out. Good night to be at the Owl's Nest. Good defense by your Owls, as it's been all night. Punksy kicking around the perimeter. Then they drive. Faked a mid-range jumper, and then he takes it. And it's off the mark, rebounded by Punksy. And that's put back up by Punksy off the mark. Another rebound off the mark. And another one by Punksy, and that one. Okay, there's finally a foul on the Owls. I think it was Reese. It was Reese. That's Reese's first foul, the team's first foul. And Ken Gursky's going to be at the line. You know, good hustle there by Punksy to get all those offensive rebounds. Reese went for a block and spotted him. First free throw is off the mark, however. Your Owls maintain a 12-point lead, 5:45 to go in the game. Second free throw is up and good. I'm sure they're going to pressure the ball, which they do. Punksy with the pressure. Reese breaks it. Warner out near half court. Nice screen by Adam Ward. Warner in no hurry. Hands it to Jake. Jake France with the ball. He backs it out near half court. Weinberg with a screen. Nice feed to Reese. Oh, my. Jake fed it to Reese. 24. That's Holman, his first foul. So Jake feeds it to Reese down low. Reese gets his man in the air, lays it in, and one. And the free throw is good. The Owls lead by 14. 5 minutes to go in the game. What a nice performance to end the season, regular season, here at home. And nothing, this is perfect, you know, as Punksy passes it around. And there's a three ball, and he got fouled shooting the three. Jake France, with his second foul, fouled the three-point shooter. That's going to be Holman, going to have three free throws. 4:53 to go in the game. First free throw is up. Good. Second free throw is up and good. So Holman will have a chance to make it an 11-point game. And the Owls will have possession. Here's his last free throw is up. And good. So your Owls lead by 11. They get it inbounds to Jake, who's just speed bug all the way down the court. And he ended up shooting, getting his own rebound, but stepping out of bounds. So the Owls are going to put a little bit of pressure on the ball here. 4:45 to go with 11-point lead. There's a mid-range jumper, and the rebound. Guess who? Guess who? Adam Ward fights for it. Oh! He gets it to Adam, got it to Jake, who did a long outlet to Warner a little too hard. But the ball goes on the floor. There's four guys on the floor, and Adam Ward comes away with it more often than not. So good hustle, Adam. 11-point lead for the Owls, 4:17 to go in the game. Punksy around the outside. Good defense, Weinberg. Good defense, everybody. There's Ward with those quick hands again. There's the three ball. Off the mark. Rebound. Two punks eat. And a foul on the Owls. That's on Adam Ward. That's three. He's the first Owl with three fouls. With 3:48 to go in the game. Punksy's going to inbound under their basket. The more the Owls make them work for these baskets, even if they get them, it's going to work in their favor. And there's a rebound to France. An errant three. Adam Ward turns it around, gets it back out to half court to France. 3:30 to go in the game. Owls by 11. Adam with a screen. Jake. Talon Reese. Reese. He's guarded tight by Weaver. There's Warner. Warner dribbles, picks it up, gets it to Reese in the corner. Reese sees an opening. Oh, and he passes it way out to the other corner to Warner. And 3 minutes to go. Out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Punxsutawney. And we're down below 3 minutes to go in the game. The Owls have an 11-point lead. Inbound to Adam Ward in the backcourt. He gets it to Reese. Reese across the timeline. Drives down. Oh, tried to get it to Adam, and it went off his arm out of bounds. So 2:51 to go. Punxsy ball. 11-point lead for your Bradford Owls. And there's a timeout, a full timeout by Punxsutawney. So with the score 39-28, the Bradford Owls lead, this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESP Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Currently in a timeout called by Punxsutawney. Let's reset everything. We're just under 3 minutes to play. The Owls lead by 11. Punxsutawney's going to inbound the ball. Three fouls on the Owls in the quarter and two fouls on Punxsutawney. Adam Ward, your only Owl with three fouls, and Punxsutawney has two people with three fouls. So, I mean, the Owls are in good shape here. 2:45 to go in the game. Okay, Punxsy's going to inbound, and they get it in to Ken Gursky. Adam Ward guards the ball up top. They get it into the corner, and there's a three ball for Punxsy, and that's a good. That's Nesbitt with his first points of the second half, and it's an eight-point game. 2:22 to go. Owls lead by eight. Jake France, Talon Reese. Reese dribbles around, picks it up, gets it to Warner. 2:05 to go. Warner to Reese. Reese in the corner to Jake. Feeds it to Weinberg, who is fouled and will shoot two. I got a bad angle at that right there. That foul's on Kingerski. That's his first. The team's third. Chase Weinberg, we just broke under 2 minutes, is going to be at the foul line for two. 8-point lead for your Owls. First one's up. Count it. Weinberg with his ninth point on the night. And a 9-point lead. Second one's up. And off the mark. Punxsutawney rebounds. Okay. Owls back on defense. Tough man-to-man here. Punxsy with the ball. Near half court. 1:47 to go. There's a head fake and a drive. There's a three ball for Punxsie. Off the mark, rebounded by France. France, couple spins, gets it across the timeline. And tight defense on France, but he's still dribbling. France almost lost control, but he did not, and he was fouled. Red 23. That's Weaver's fourth foul, and the team's fourth. So the Owls maintain possession. 1:20 to go. 9-point lead into France, or into Reese. Reese double teamed, gets it to Ward. Ward gets it to Warner. Warner in the corner, throws it way across court to France. France penetrates, back out, gets it to Ward. Ward gets it to France, way out top. Weinberg, great ball movement by the Owls. They're running this thing out. We just break 1 minute, and there's a foul, and the Owls will be at the line. That foul's on Ken Gursky, and that's going to be the fifth team foul, so your Owls will be shooting two free throws with a 9-point lead. It's going to be Brendan Warner at the foul line. Can't say enough about this performance tonight. What a great game by the Owls. Warner's first free throw is up and good. Balanced scoring across the board for your Owls tonight. Led right now by Adam Ward with 10. Second free throw is up and good. And that is going to make it 11-point game, 58 seconds left to go. Owls, three-quarter court pressure, and then they back off. Now the Owls got them trapped out of half court. Long pass. Down to 44 seconds in the game. Trying to get a three off, but the tough defense. There's a drive, too hard off the glass, rebounded by Warner, and he is fouled. And Warner will go back to the line for two. That's Nesbitt's fourth foul, so two players for Punxsie with four fouls. 30.7 to go. I have bad luck, so I'm not going to go ahead and say that these two will ace it, but I'll tell you, if they can get a 13-point lead with 30 seconds. And the first one's good. And Punxsutawney brings in three players off their bench. They've pretty much conceded the victory tonight. And what a great performance. The Owls now know they can at least compete. And while they can beat, Weinberg's second free throw is good. The number one quad A team in the district. So heading into next week's game, the Owls got to be happy. And there's a shot off the mark. And Warner with the rebound. Punxsie's going to back off. And the Owls will be able to run it out with a 13-point lead. I think that's going to be your final score. 6 seconds to go. And that is going to be, well, he's, yeah. Your Bradford Owls beat the Punxsutawney Chucks 44-31. I'm going to tally up some statistics. I'll be back for a post game. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I am.
I am.
I am March of Dimes.
You may not know it, but every single one of us has been supported by March of Dimes.
Even if you are healthy today.
This nation is one of the most dangerous for childbirth.
Why?
Health inequity.
March of Dimes is working to make this world one where every mom and baby is healthy.
With your help, your time,
with your voice,
we can
make change happen.
We are March of Dimes.
And so are you.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. The seniors are on the court now, getting pictures, all the parents around, doing their thing. What a great performance in the last home game of the year. Your Bradford Owls, you know, if there was such a thing, they're certainly an underdog against Punxsutawney, the number one seed in the Quad A world in District 9. And the Owls played their best game of the season, and they outscored Punxsy in every quarter, stayed out of foul trouble, just great defense, great offensive movement, and they come away with a 44-31 victory. I've said a few times they're headed to the playoffs next week. Well, that kind of performance right there in the playoffs can win you a D9 title. There's no doubt. So it's in their heads. They know they can do it. Maybe they will. It'd be great. But so let's get to some of the statistics. We'll run through Punxsutawney scoring first. They were two players with 9 points, Nesbitt and Ken Gursky. Hallman with 6, Thomas 4, Weaver 3. All 5 scorers for Punxsutawney, all 5 starters, and that was it for the bench. No bench points. Your Owls, and this is another impressive thing with this performance. Listen to these numbers. Very evenly distributed. Weinberg, 11. Warner, 6. France, 7. Ward, 10. Reese, 6. I mean, just everybody participating. You know, everybody winning 50-50 balls. Adam Ward was as usual. His knees are bleeding. I'm sure he's on the court half the time. Coming away out of a scrap with the ball, always. Very impressed, very excited, as you can tell. Those of you that know me, you know I'm excited. So I want to thank you for tuning in with us tonight. That's it for our scheduled broadcast. However, we may be on the air next Friday night with a playoff game. And if that's the case, I want to brief you now. We're scheduled for the second game in Dubois. So that first game, depending on when it finishes, will probably go a half hour after it. So I'm going to say it's scheduled for 7:30, but it's probably going to be more like an 8 o'clock start with the Punxsy playing Clearfield in the first game. So thank you for tuning in to Owls Basketball tonight. This has been James Patrick, along with my producer, Igor, bringing you Owls Basketball. So thank you for joining us. A great season. I'm grateful to be able to do this. Thank you to WSB for allowing me to do it. And thanks once again. This has been James Patrick for Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.